Welcome to the NewsRamp Science Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday morning, October 16th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of science news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Investor news breaks: Eloro Resources Ltd. TSXV, OTCQX, ELRF, P2QM to present at Centurion One Capital 3rd Annual Bahamas Summit. Eloro Resources Ltd., a mining company with properties in Bolivia, Peru, and Quebec, will be presenting at the Centurion One Capital 3rd Annual Bahamas Summit on October 28-29, 2025. CEO Thomas Larson will update investors on the company's progress during the event. Eloro has an option to acquire the Isca Isca property in Bolivia, a significant mineral deposit type. The company also owns the La Victoria Gold Silver Project in Peru. For more information, visit Eloro's website at elororesources.com. GeoVax highlights positive interim results for multi-antigen COVID-19 vaccine in immunocompromised patients at World Vaccine Congress Europe 2025. GeoVax Labs, Inc. highlighted positive interim results for their multi-antigen COVID-19 vaccine, GEO-CM04S1, at the World Vaccine Congress Europe 2025. The presentations emphasized the vaccine's favorable safety profile and robust T-cell responses in immunocompromised patients. Phase 2 data showed strong T-cell responses to spike and nucleocapsid, surpassing mRNA boosters. The vaccine demonstrated broad, durable immunity against Omicron subvariants. Interim safety results in patients with hematologic malignancies post-transplant or CAR T-cell therapy showed a comparable safety profile to mRNA vaccines. No serious adverse events were reported, and breakthrough infections were mild to moderate. CEO David Dodd expressed confidence in GEO-CM4S potential to protect vulnerable populations effectively.
Opowitza Exploration, Inc. announces a conceptual exploration target. Opowitza Explorations, Inc. is pleased to announce the exploration for a conceptual exploration target at its Bazooka property, located along the Cadillac-Larder Lake break. The company aims for a target of 10 to 40 million tons, grading between 0.9 to 1.45 grams per ton gold. The known mineralization is hosted within a 60-meter-wide zone of quartz carbonate sericite and talc chlorite schists. The region has shown potential for high-grade gold discoveries with strategic positioning in the Abitibi Greenstone Belt. Opowitza's Bazooka properties cover 7 kilometers of the prolific CLLB and are bound to the west by the Wasamac Gold property. Yvonne Boussières Piang is the independent qualified person for Opowitza Explorations. For further information, contact Blake Morgan, President and Chief Executive Officer of Opowitza Explorations, Inc. Stonegate Capital Partners initiates coverage on Pensana PLC. Stonegate Capital Partners has initiated coverage on Pensana PLC, highlighting their unique approach to the rare earth supply chain. Pensana's U.S.-facing downstream strategy sets them apart, with strong demand already secured for their high-specification product. The company's fully funded operation at the Longanjo project in Angola is progressing well, with construction on schedule and contractors mobilized on site. With a focus on NdPr, essential for various technologies, Pensana is strategically positioned to become a key Western supplier. The board is even considering a potential NASDAQ uplisting, which could further enhance institutional access and trading liquidity. Stonegate values PRE at $3.34 to $6.68, expecting significant re-ratings as Pensana executes their mine-to-magnet strategy. Rock Breaks, Nikola Mining Inc., NIA, OTCQB, HUVF, advances preparation for 2026 exploration drilling at Treasure Mountain Silver Project. Nikola Mining Inc. provided an update on preparation work at its Treasure Mountain Silver Project, outlining plans for the 2026 exploration drilling program. The project, located in British Columbia, was placed on care and maintenance in 2013. Following years of groundwork, including surveys and sampling, the company received permits for drilling and trenching, as well as a mine lease extension through 2032. Nicola Mining owns a mill and tailings facility near Merritt, BC, and has high-grade gold and copper projects. The company's fully permitted mill can process both gold and silver feed. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at the provided link.
Investor news breaks: New Pacific Metals Corp., Newegg, American, NEP, announces $35 million bought deal financing. New Pacific Metals Corp., trading on the TSX as Newegg and on the NYSE American as NEUP, has announced a $35.1 million bought deal financing. The offering consists of 9.9 million common shares at $3.55 per share, with an over-allotment option for an additional 1.485 million shares. Silvercorp Metals Inc. plans to participate by subscribing to 2,776,950 shares, bringing its ownership to about 28.05% of New Pacific's outstanding shares. The proceeds will support exploration and development at the Carangas and Silver Sand projects, as well as general corporate purposes. The offering is expected to close around October 21, 2025, pending regulatory approvals.
Investor news breaks: Lahontan Gold Corp., OTQB, LGCXFF, submits notice of operations LNM for drilling at West Santa Fe project. Lahontan Gold Corp., LGCXFF, has submitted a notice of operations to the U.S. Bureau of Land Management for drilling at the West Santa Fe project. The company plans to twin historic holes, drill down dip, and test mineralization along strike. Lahontan aims to validate historic drill data and expand gold and silver mineralization at West Santa Fe. The flagship Santa Fe mine project has a significant mineral resource and production history. Lahontan is focused on advancing the Santa Fe mine project towards production and drilling the West Santa Fe project in 2025. For more information, visit Lahontan Gold Corp.'s website. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsArmsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24/7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.